Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
It is no secret that serious and successful writers manage their craft as a business. Businesses also often look at writing as a great professional opportunity. And either way, powerful writing correlates directly to personal and professional success. In other words, if you want to succeed, tell your story better than your competition. Welcome to The Author Show. I'm Danielle Hampson, and I am very happy to feature today an author who can lead you to making each of your written words count and make every second of the reader's time play to your advantage. She is Carla D. Bass, a retired colonel of the United States Air Force, and her book title is Right to Influence. Welcome to The Author Show, Carla.
Thank you so very much.
Carla, in just a couple of sentences, how would you summarize your book?
Right to Influence provides writing strategies and tools whereby you can write messages that are forceful, concise, and compelling, and as you mentioned, make every second of the reader's time play to your advantage. It's lighthearted and engaging. I talk about Goldilocks and Rumpelstiltskin, Garden Gates, Balloons, Mary Poppins, and all of this makes sense in the context. And it has 200 exercises where you can develop and test your writing skills as you go along.
Now, is the reference to Mary Poppins because she flies?
No, it's because in every task that must be done, there is an element of fun. And so that's what I play on.
Okay, wonderful. Now, you spent 30 years in the Air Force. Why did you choose that path? And how did the ability to write powerfully contribute to your career success?
I decided on that course of action when I was in seventh grade. The time was Vietnam. My father was in targeting intelligence in the Pentagon. My mother very often chastised me, don't ask your father any questions because he can't tell you what he does. And I determined then I'll just join Air Force intelligence myself and find out. And so I did, and 30 years just went by. And regarding the second part of your question, powerful writing has played an integral role for my entire life. As a first lieutenant, I wrote and delivered daily briefings to the director of the National Security Agency, which, I mean, truly every single word and second had to count. And that's been the course of the entire 30 years, writing for generals and ambassadors and Congress and the White House, where you have to be precise because these are very busy people.
Now, there must be a backstory about why you wrote that book. What inspired you to write it?
Well, it changed my life and it changed the lives of other folks. When I was a lieutenant colonel, I assumed command of a unit in Hawaii, 480 wonderful young Air Force folks. When I arrived, it was the most losing unit in the state for quarterly and annual professional awards, meaning a lot of really deserving people's careers were being hurt, not because they didn't deserve to win, but because their bosses couldn't tell that compelling story. Because that didn't happen, they don't get pay raises, they can't send the kids to college, and so forth. So I took 3 days, analyzed my own writing, developed a handbook, taught them how to write, and we started sweeping the awards. That's where I recognized that powerful writing changes lives, and I ended up teaching that little handbook in my one-hour workshop for the next 15 years to thousands and thousands of people. That was the nucleus for what is today Right to Influence.
So is that really behind your choice of title?
Yes. I needed something that was simple, concise, and had some gravitas to it. I played with different titles like Writing with Punch, but I finally settled on this because in three words, it conveys exactly what the book is all about. And the objective is to influence your reader.
So we already know now, because you explained who are the people you wrote for during your entire career with the Air Force. But at this point of your life, with your book, Right to Influence, who is actually your target audience?
The vacuum now is larger than ever before. So the target audience ranges from, I would say, juniors and seniors in high school who are looking at having to write the essay for college applications, all the way to people who are well into their careers who write what I call bureaucratic blather. When you read one paragraph four times and you have no clue what they're trying to say, or they're trying to defend a budget and they can't because they can't explain what they do and why they deserve the money. Or the STEM people, scientific and technical people, who have to defend their inspirations to non-technical budget decision makers, but they can't because they can't write well. So all sorts of good ideas end up on the cutting room floor because they can't communicate them effectively.
What about academic people?
Oh, my golly. People ask me, Carlo, how do you determine success? Success for me would be if this book would be introduced into universities and high schools. Mm-hmm. It is so needed in the academic world. And so I'm out there just trying to shine the spotlight on it.
Yeah. Now, your book has great information for effective writing. And if you had to distill the content to three simple rules, what would those be?
One would be you have to know your audience. Before you put pen to paper, you have to understand what do they need, what's their level of expertise, and how best to communicate with them. The second would be outline your message. You only have X number of space or X number of seconds to get their attention. Like a roadmap, lay out your key points. You know the beginning. You know the conclusion that you want to lead them to. So outline the message. And the third would be a three-step process: revise, edit, and proofread. Very often people, they think proofreading, they don't do that real well, mm-hmm. but they forget about the revision and the editing. If you're writing a truly important document, get the first draft down, put it down, go away, do something else, come back with a fresh mental approach, revise it, move paragraphs around, cut, add, and then edit and proofread. So those are the three. Know your audience, outline your message, and then revise, edit, and proofread.
Yeah, and especially on the last one, that is so true as well in the fiction world, not just the nonfiction and the type of writing that you do.
Oh, yeah, this definitely applies. I'm an avid reader, too, and I don't like reading what I call swimming pool books.
Uh-huh.
That's
just
where you can read one paragraph on the page, and if it falls in the pool, well, oh, well. Daniel Silva, I will use his name because he is my hero. In the fiction world, he's the example to follow. He's the benchmark. He can put so much essence into a single sentence. It just, for me, it's breathtaking.
I'm going to push back a bit. You claim, and I'm quoting, powerful writing changes lives. Isn't that a bit hyperbolic?
Actually, not at all. And I learned that through the 324th Intelligence Squadron. I still, because of social media, I still receive email to this day that said, Colonel Bass, if it hadn't been for that workshop, I wouldn't have gotten the Congressional Fellowship, gotten into officer training school. But we're talking life-changing events here because I taught people how to write. So there is absolutely no exaggeration there.
That must be making you feel so wonderful.
It gives me goosebumps. It continues to put the wind behind my sails because I'm helping people. This is a proven methodology, proven for 20 years now, and I'm just happy that I've been able to format it to bring it to such a wide-ranging audience.
What message are you trying to disseminate to your readers?
I'm trying to tell them that if they will spend just a fraction of time learning how to craft their own words, they can open doors to opportunity that simply would not open otherwise. So whether it's going for the promotion or marketing a product or trying to secure a grant for an NGO, whatever your goal is, you stand so much more opportunity for success if you can write a powerful message. And it's easy to learn. They can do it. And that's what I show them how.
That is so true. Writing is such a powerful act, really. And we mentioned just a little bit ago the world of academia. Now, what advice could you offer to students in high school and colleges?
I actually developed a simple formula. every single writer, whether it's fact or fiction, is constrained by two things. You're constrained by time. Tick, tick, I'm busy. What do you want? Everybody out there is busy. And the writer is constrained by space, whether it's the above the fold on a web page or the demarcated space on a government form to provide inputs to your own appraisal or write a college essay, a one page. And the person who can best leverage that time and space wins. The problem is that people as students, whether it's high school or college or even going for advanced degrees, they write fat. The benchmark is write a paper in 5,000 words or whatever the number is. And people just instinctively think a little bit of meat and lots of fluff and I can clear that threshold. But the problem is they're developing exactly the wrong muscles for when they get out in the real world and you've got so many seconds to make your point and get off the stage. Mm-hmm. So that's what I would like to tell the students at whatever level. Learn to write skinny and not fat.
You know, with all of the writing, and I'm addressing specifically what I just asked, which is the students in high school and colleges, we are working nowadays in a world of basically 244 characters. How can we continue to encourage these people, the children, to write, or even the adults for that matter?
Well, let's start with children. Children being defined as, junior high school or even before that. Parents and teachers, anybody can do this, is sit the child down and find a fascinating picture from a magazine and say, okay, tell me the story. What is happening in this picture before, during, or after? Tell me a story about this picture and let their imaginations run. And then show them the details. So she's riding down a hill is one level. She's riding down a hill with her wind whipping behind her, second level of detail, hair whipping behind her like a flag on a blustery day. They can spin so many magic stories if you let them. So that's for the younger kids. For the older ones, we're talking the lifestyle. This is a life skill. So they actually have more of a vested interest because reality is dawning on them to learn how to write powerfully.
You seem to really be a lifelong learner, and I strongly believe that we learn every single day, and I make a point at learning one thing every single day. What lessons have you learned through the process of writing your book?
Several lessons have been reinforced. The first is teamwork. I could not be speaking to you. I could not have this award-winning book if it weren't for a couple of people. So this goes into my I have got to say thank you, the most powerful word in the English language. Number one I'm going to mention is Tim Newlin. He's an American expat in Denmark and a Disney certified artist. Tim is the individual who put his creative sparkle in the images that give this so much fun and make it such a lighthearted read. So Tim is wonderful. An editor, Priscilla Duckworth is my editor, could not have done this without her sage wisdom. Melissa Stevens is the gal that designed the cover. All I told her when I first started this in 2017, I want something bold and blue and elegant. That's all I gave her, and she came up with the cover. And then finally, it's Gatekeepers Press, and for the second edition, it's Sarah Spencer at Gatekeeper Press who took the manuscript and turned it into the e-books and the paperback that we have. So without the team, I wouldn't be talking to you.
Will you share with us an excerpt from Write to Influence?
Sure. I'll give you the part one is the strategies to influence. So here we go.
Okay.
Game's on. You might be required to compose letters to solicit business, market your product on a website, advertise to attract talented employees, write a grant submission, author a bid for a contract, compete a project for funds, or give a business presentation. What do these have in common? To succeed, you must influence. How? Employ strategies presented in part one to frame your message. Understand your audience. Assemble supporting information and organize it into that captivating case to clinch the deal. Strategizing is the first of a two-step process in writing to influence. The second step, addressed in part two of this book, is to hone your draft using the word sculpting tools. These two steps are synergistic. Neither is singularly effective. Ask yourself, how persuasive is a product that, while well-organized and substantive, consists of 30 lengthy, rambling, vague, and confusing sentences? Conversely, how effective are 30 individually sculpted sentences without strategies to deliver the right message to the right audience? Finally, remember that writing is constrained by two factors, time and space. The audience's time and attention are fleeting, sometimes measured in seconds. Physical space can also be limited. The author who best leverages time and space often wins. That said, let's discuss strategies.
Well, no surprise here. It is very well written indeed, and it totally makes sense. So congrats on that. And what type of feedback, by the way, have you received so far from your readers?
Oh, glowing, glowing recommendations from academia, from individual readers, from the military. One of the endorsements I'm most proud of is from a college student who said, "This helped me pass my college classes much better than textbooks." And the other one that I'm so very proud of comes from Lieutenant General Dana Adkins, who's the president of the Military Officers of America Association. And he said, "By developing your right to influence training, you succeeded in improving the writing of many supervisors, which led to increased professional advancement opportunities for countless numbers of service members." And that is what I started this journey to do.
That is indeed very much glowing. So congratulations on that as well. But now let me ask you this. What are you going to do for an encore?
I am teaching workshops like crazy. So tonight I'm packing to go to New York City tomorrow, and I teach a two-day workshop there. I just returned from Denver earlier this week, where I taught a one-day workshop to the Department of Interior, and I still have a full-time government job. So that's what I'm doing.
So what do you do when you're not busy? Ignore that question.
I don't sleep.
Yeah, well, enjoy the crowd.
Yep.
So where can we find out more about you, Carla, and especially to purchase your book? Where can we find that?
My website is writetoinfluence.net. My email is Carla, C-A-R-L-A, at writetoinfluence.net. And the book is available online at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, several other places in both ebook and paperback versions.
Okay, you got everything covered. That's a wonderful thing. Carla, thank you so much for spending some time with me today. And if and when you release your next book, will you come back again?
I shall. Thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Now, I found many reviews on Carla's book, and I chose to quote this one as it relates very well to today's writing environment, be it for personal or business communication. Quote, "In today's world of sound bites, acronyms, and emoticons, getting your point across in clear and concise language is a lost art. Right to Influence provides easy-to-follow practical guidance. This book teaches the science behind the art. I recommend it to be part of every business person's, technical writer's, and student library." End of quote. Right to Influence is the title of the book by author Carla D. Bass. Go out there, buy it today, and please share this interview with your friends so that they too have the opportunity to discover our guest and her work. And remember, The Author Show podcast may be accessed at any time by visiting theauthorshow.com. Plus, selected interviews can also be found on major podcasting platforms like Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play, and many more. Are you an author who would like to be featured? Well, please visit theauthorshow.com and complete the interview request form so we may contact you. Marketing is seldom easy for authors, and The Author Show is a great way to promote your work worldwide using a high-quality interview that can make a real impact for you. I'm Danielle Hampson. Thank you for listening. Please do check us daily as we continue to introduce wonderful authors and very interesting books on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorshow.com. Theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.